Hey everybody, it's Mo Lucy, and today is March 16th, 2016, and you may be able to hear the wind blowing. It's pretty bad today. This morning when I left, it was raining pretty bad, so we walked home, we were drenched by the time I got back, but oh well. I just read a fascinating article, and I don't know how I started following. I think it's just some subsidiary of something else I was following, but I think I get all these divorce posts a lot, and I don't really know why. I don't read most of them because I'm not recovering from a divorce or anything like that, so I don't really, the message doesn't really appeal to me, I guess, because it's not somewhere that I've been. It's not something I really understand, and it's not something that I hope to understand someday. And I'm not saying that I'm anti-divorce either. I came from a divorced home, so, and I know that people, you know, have their issues, and sometimes it's just not resolvable, or, you know, they just don't love each other, and I think that everybody has the right to pursue happiness. So I'm not saying I'm anti-divorce by any means, but basically what this article was talking about was that the parents decided to divorce, but instead of, like, and I'm going to share the post, by the way, so you can read it for yourself if you'd like, sorry. So basically they said, okay, so you get divorced, there's a couple options, you know, like somebody, you both sell the house, like if you, assuming that you own a home together, you both sell the home and the contents, and then you split everything in half. Or option B is somebody keeps the house and then has to pay the other individual their half, which is what my parents actually did. And I don't know that it was, I don't really know that it was, like, that great of a deal in a sense, just because, you know, like, my mom got the house, but she still got all the bills and, everything like that. So, I don't know. It wasn't really that great of a deal. But, you know, a lot of people are like, well, she got the house. It's like, yeah, but she just inherited a mortgage. It's not like, you know, and most people, you know, maybe they haven't paid much on their house, so they still owe, like, a ton, but either way. And a lot of times people purchase homes on the basis of dual incomes, and so therefore what they can afford is measured between the both of them, and then it is, you know, the amount that they can afford in terms of a monthly mortgage payment is, you know, computed, and therefore, if one of those people leave the equation, it now doubles for the other person, they may not be able to afford it. So, but what these people did in this article is that they purchased a home together, but it was a multi, family home, and therefore, the main home, it sort of sounded like there was a, like, apartments, but there was also, like, a main home. So, like, maybe two apartments and a main home. And so, basically, what the parents did was, I guess they distributed the time at the family home, equally. So, they had one child, and the child lives in the main home. He's there 100% of the time. But what varies is the parents' time with the child. So I guess if it's 50-50 or whatever, then, you know, Monday through Thursday or something, or Monday through, I don't know, however you would distribute it out. Mom is with child, and then the other days, dad is with child. But when they're not in the main home, they're in their prospective apartments on the premise of this, you know, family unit. So what they're saying is that you know, because divorce typically causes, like, a huge problem in terms of financial hardship, this way they're making the investment together. Each person has their own prospective unit. They still have equal time with the child. And, you know, because they're continually living there, they're not having to have separate homes. And the child isn't having to pack up all of its belongings and go to dad's house or mom's house on this day or that day. Essentially, the child's environment remains steady. And the child knows that the parents are very close, you know, because they're basically on the property. So, you know, if they want to go visit mom or dad in their apartment, they can go there. But the parents come to the home. I thought it was a very interesting arrangement. I don't know that this would work for everybody. I think that you would have to have a certain level of maturity and, you know, as the author pointed out in the article, their main focus isn't on themselves but on their child, so they're trying to do what's best for their child and not really what's best for them. But I guess in a sense it is sort of good for them too, because they are equally splitting up the cost of this unit, or, you know, this property, and therefore, you know, they're not putting themselves into financial debt. And I know a lot of people really, you know, they go through a divorce and they sort of tend to stay in, you know, this financial situation for a long period of time. It takes them a long time to really get out of that hole. And, you know, like, in my parents' situation, like, my mom couldn't really downsize in a sense because she had the kids. Or my dad, you know, he could just run a studio if he had to and save money. But it didn't really afford her the opportunity to do that because she got the kids, you know, plus she had all the expense of the children. So I don't know. In terms of, like, remarrying and stuff, I don't really know how that would work either. I don't know if they would just, like, move their partner into, you know, their units. I'm not exactly sure how that would work. It apparently hasn't become an issue as of yet. So I just found this whole situation to be somewhat fascinating. And, you know, a child of divorce, my family, you know, was kind of separated. And it was like, it wasn't like, you know, it's sort of like two people divorce, but then it's like more like two families divorce, because then it's like, you can't have this person talking to that person and blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know, it's sort of awkward. And then you're always made to feel bad if you want to spend time with your other parent, because how could you want to spend time with that parent? That parent did this or that or whatever. And, you know, it's just always kind of a crazy mess. So, I guess if you can come to it sensibly and not, you know, have unnecessary conflict, I think it's great. But I just don't know that this would work out for everybody. But, you know, especially some people can't even be within the same, you know, vicinity, in the same town as each other, let alone living on a property, you know, together and stuff like that. So, I don't know. Interesting. Very interesting, for sure. And just wondered if anybody else had any thoughts about this, because, like, I don't know, I never really thought about that. I thought about it before, I mean, not that I think about it, like, you know, but I'm thinking to myself, it's like, well, I don't drive, and, you know, transportation is sort of limiting, so if something were to ever happen between me and my husband, what would we do with our children? And we've kind of joked with each other and said, you know, that we would live very close to each other or whatever, but like, well, hell, at that point, you know, we should just stay together and work it out. But I could see me and my husband living very close to each other, and just, I don't see us ever hating each other unless somebody did something, like, really bad. But I don't really see that happening either. And like I said in the beginning, I really hope that nothing ever comes to that point. I couldn't imagine really not being with